Episode 11, A Hidden Agenda. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions, Mr. Eaton?
Detective? I wasn't expecting you until after school. Please, call me Leo, my students do.
You're on a first-name basis with your students?
With the ESL kids, yes. I treat them specially. It's not easy meeting people in a foreign country, especially when you speak a different language.
You make a good point. I guess some of these kids have come from a long way away.
Yes, I have a lot of students from Korea this year. I also have students from Mexico and Spain. I'll do whatever it takes to get them talking in English.
Whatever it takes, huh? I couldn't help but notice the toolbox under your desk. And I hear you're not a big fan of books, but is that a manual for a...
security camera. I'm afraid you caught me red-handed, Detective.
So you're the one. Principal Davidson said you loved your job. What's your hidden agenda?
Amber's right. Like I said, I'll do anything for these kids, especially if it means getting them to speak in English.
These kids don't seem to be struggling in that department. This is the loudest class I've been in. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they seem to be speaking in English.
They've improved in leaps and bounds. Up until a few weeks ago, these kids only spoke English in class. I have to tear them away from their Spanish or Korean friends.
And how often do you do that?
Lately, about once a day.
You mean when the fire alarm goes off?
Bingo. Anything to get them mixing and mingling. Jose here even got an English girlfriend.
I appreciate your effort, but when Ms. Davidson gets wind of this, I'm afraid you'll be getting your walking papers.